7:19, Tri-Cities Talk Radio, Carl and Eric with you on AM 910 WJCW. Every Tuesday morning around this time, we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. And on this election day, good morning, Dennis Whittingham.
Good morning, Carl Swan. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
All righty.
Glad you guys are okay.
Everything rolling right along there. So is Buddy Dog on patrol this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's ever the ready.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure because that, after all,
wait, is... Yeah, standing by for enlopers. He's ready to pounce.
Okay. Excellent. And lie down, too, right?
Yeah. He does that better than anything he does.
Well experienced at it, as many of us are by the time we reach his age. So let's move forward right now. You said here in the month of November, with the time change and the sun in a different place in the sky in the morning and the evening, you wanted to talk about being seen and also about seeing in general.
That's right. You know, as you came up with the idea a few years ago, it's time change. It's a good time to change your windshield wiper blades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have a tendency, you would think something that's right on your windshield in front of your face, it would be something you'd think of to change on a regular basis. But people just don't take the time to do it. As long as they're not screeching or making horrible sounds, people kind of ignore them. And it's one of those things you don't pay attention to them till you need them. And you get caught in the rain and you turn them on and they're streaking and not really cleaning the windshield very well. And then it comes to your mind that, you know, I ought to get these changed. So several years ago, we came up with the idea of the life expectancy of a windshield wiper blade is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that shocks a lot of people that it's that short, but that's the annual life expectancy, even of a good windshield wiper blade. So it's a good idea to change it every 6 months and buy a quality windshield wiper blade. This is one of those places where you don't want to scrimp. You want to spend a little bit more money to get a quality windshield wiper blade, because it's one of the most important things in your car is determining whether you can see in the rain and the mist and so forth, whether you're where you're going or not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the other thing are lights. I'm shocked every time I get out in traffic, I see how many late model cars that have lights that are out, either brake lights or front lights or marker lights. But I think people just don't realize their lights are out. You know, anytime we get a vehicle in for an oil service, we check all the lights, the signals and the brakes and so on and so forth. And it's very common for us to find lights that are out that the customer is not aware of, and we can of course take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good idea every once in a while is to start your car, of course, set the brake, and turn the lights on, and get out and walk around the car and see if all your lights are performing properly. It just takes a few seconds to do it, and it gives you the sense of mind that you're when you're traveling in the early morning or the late evening or late afternoon hours, you can be seen by other drivers.
Let me ask you this, Dennis. The brake lights themselves, now, when you apply the brakes, that's a separate set of bulbs that comes on, isn't it?
In most cars, it is, Carl. And, of course, you know, as we get into later model, recent model, cars, LEDs are beginning to come into use quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some instances, the LEDs can serve dual purpose because they can be regulated as far as their brightness are concerned. So they will sometimes serve as both tail lights and brake lights,
okay,
all in the same thing. But for the most, in the vast majority of cars, yes, they are two separate bulbs. So you can have running lights. But your brake lights, one or more of them can be out. So
have somebody with you when you're checking your lights there so you can apply the brakes and they can tell you if they're okay.
Exactly.
There. Okay, very good. So we've got the lights taken care of there. Any other thoughts right now on this changeover day?
No, those two things, of course, you know, we've gone through in the month of October, we went through all the different things that we need to take care of as we head in. You know, we've been lulled into a sense of complacency here the last couple of weeks or so. We've got these beautiful temperatures, and we go, it's going to last forever. Life's going to be good for it. Well, as all of us that lived in East Tennessee all of our lives know, it's coming. It's going to hit us like a big bang here in the next couple of weeks, and winter will come visiting. And so we want to be ready for that.
Absolutely. So the best way to do that is to make sure your vehicle gets its fall car care taken care of and at your favorite destination. Now, of course, Precision Tune Auto Care in Johnson City is a great destination for thousands of folks. Tell us about your store, Dennis.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, or if you have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
And as folks are heading out this morning into brand new light in their eyes, what do you have to say to folks?
Vote. It's one of the most important days in our democracy, is exercising your right to vote.
Absolutely.
And everybody, please be safe out there this morning.